Welcome back. We're going to talk a little sports today at Quincy College with Athletic Director Jack Raymer, who stopped in by to give us an update because, Jack, there is a ton of stuff going on at the college.
Well, it's great to be back, first of all. I appreciate everybody here for the great work you do. And, it's an exciting time, you know, at the college. And athletics has been, you know, as you know, the last couple of years, a lot of schools have been, you know, struggling, schedules, you know, games canceled, some programs canceled and things like that. We did miss 1 year. All the junior colleges did miss 1 year, but
because
of the pandemic. Yeah. But I kind of looked at it as an opportunity for us, to turn it in a positive way, where with the support of the administration, allowing us to have my coaches continue to go out to communicate as best we could, you know, with the restrictions in recruiting and trying to, you know, try to build our programs. I thought it was a great opportunity for us to really go out and talk to the high school kids, because it really affected a lot of seniors in a lot of way, you know, a lot of ways that they were undecided about what they wanted to do, maybe to a four-year school. Mm-hmm. And then that really allowed us an opportunity to explain the great opportunities we have, you know, at Quincy College for, you know, for an associate's program, or for even a gap year. Some kids, you know, we understand kids do use it as a gap year, but to get some solid transferable credits and then move on. But so we were out recruiting and trying to expand, you know, our programs, and I think it was very successful. Our numbers are up, and we've added a couple of teams, and we're excited about the direction we're heading in. You know,
is it unusual for a 2-year school to have an athletic program?
Well, most of the state community colleges that we compete with have always had the athletic programs.
Okay.
They get Quincy College back in the years ago had athletics, and then it you know, they left for a while, but this is our fourth year now back.
Okay.
And we started with one team. It was our men's basketball team, and we're now up to we've got, you know, 3 NJCAA teams and 2 club teams. Hopefully we'll start competing in September, you know, for the fall season.
NJCAA
is the National Junior College Athletic Association.
Oh, so there is an association.
It's the little brother or sister of the NCAA.
Okay.
It's set up the same format, follow all the same rules and regulations and things like that. But it's quite an organization, you know, all throughout the country, and we're part of that in a couple of sports. In baseball and basketball, we're part of the NJCAA. Right now, our soccer program, the co-ed soccer we're starting up, will be club. Our cross country right now is club. It's co-ed cross country, men and women. Baseball, we're excited about our new baseball program starting up in the spring.
Yeah.
And, you know, we hope to have 5 teams by the fall. That's our goal, you know, as far as that goes.
So what's the difference between club and NJCAA?
NJCAA, there are rules and regulations for eligibility,
yep.
And all the kids have to adhere to those rules and regulations. If you're a club team, it could be a students, there's not so much of the regulation, but they're able to do it. So less, more relaxed, let me just put it that way.
Right.
You know, like, for instance, our cross country, we offer a club program right now. We don't just run NJCAA races, which we can do. We also run local road races.
Okay.
So if a student comes in and they work, like a lot of our kids do, and they can't do a 5-night-a-week practice or something like the NJCAA team, well, they may work 2 days a week with the coach, and then we just run some events.
All right.
And it's more of a fun, relaxing time, so we can kind of keep athletics as a part of your college experience, but not where so you're making a huge commitment like our basketball players. Our baseball players are really, really making a solid commitment to the NJCAA.
Okay.
And the good thing about cross country, you can run both. You can do NJCAA and, you know, a relaxed program.
Yes.
And right now we're in a co-ed league down in Hanover where we have men and women playing, and we're hoping to bring a men's team and a women's team back in for the fall.
Okay.
Hopefully to it'll either be club or it will be you know, maybe an NJCAA, depending on how the recruiting goes.
Yeah,
so it's a more relaxed atmosphere for a club setting, and the NJCAA is a little bit more longer seasons, more games, and a little bit more structure as far as the rules and regulations go.
Okay, but it really gives your students the option to commit as much as they want.
And it is a good option, yeah. You know, and for a lot of it, a lot of the teams will stay as a club because the kids, and that's the type of student athlete that we get. They come to school, but they work. A lot of them work, a lot of have a lot of commitments. And
it's the nature of a community college, right?
Well, that's right. Yeah. And we, as much as we want to offer the athletics, we still want to you know, not put a lot of pressure on it. We want it to be an enjoyable experience for them, and as I said, part of their whole college experience.
Sure, been going sure. Good, yeah. If they're participating in the NJCAA, I'm going to get these acronyms right. Does that open up the doors for more competition in the future?
Yes, absolutely. Our two sports now, we've recruited kids to come in to play baseball, basketball, and soccer. Some soccer kids we've recruited in, and their goal, a lot of them, is to move on to a four-year school.
That's what I'm thinking.
For whatever which reason, they're coming to us, whether it was recruiting or whether it was something else, they didn't get accepted.
Could be financial reasons too. Right?
Absolutely, the college coaches come to our games,
okay,
and these kids know that they'll be looked at by Division III, Division II. Doug's program with basketball, this is our fourth year. We have had four or five kids go Division III, a couple Division II. That means they're going to get scholarships. And we have had two kids go Division I where they'll get full scholarships coming out of our program. So that's a big Doug Scott is our basketball coach.
I was just going to ask you to explain your coach.
Doug has done a great job, we're a way to I tell them that we're a way to get you where you want to go.
Exactly.
And if they can't get there right through high school, we give them that opportunity through academics and through the athletics to get to the schools that they want to go to.
Yeah, that's very attractive, I'm sure, if that's something on their radar screen.
It is, and I refer to it as an affordable academic and athletic experience here at Quincy College, and I think that's what makes us kind of a diamond in the rough, and that's what I do to get out and let people know that we have the athletics and that we also can offer solid transferable credits to all of our students as they move on.
You mentioned Doug Scott. Tell me about your coaching staff, what you have and what you need
forward. I'm very lucky. I think the success of any athletic program is the people that work for you. And Dougie was our first guy. Dougie was a Quincy resident athlete here, done a great job in basketball and recruiting. We brought in Jim Dolan. Jim Dolan is a well-known baseball coach around the South Shore. He started a college program at LaSalle years ago. Won a state championship at Archbishop Williams, I think, 4 years ago. Jim came in, said he wanted to bring a baseball program to Quincy College. He went out last year. We brought in 27 baseball players from as far as Florida, Canada, New Hampshire. They will come if you have a team.
Interesting.
We had they practiced a little bit in the spring. Yep. They were allowed to do that in the fall. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And we're ready to go this spring with go out and the kids are excited and we're excited about that happening.
Yeah.
And our cross country program is in the hands of John Fury. John is a Quincy resident, athlete, coached for 23 years at Emerson College, cross country, works locally here in Quincy, has done a great job in recruiting, bringing in both men and women cross country. He trains marathon runners, so the kids really get a great deal when they have John as a coach. And we're building our numbers in the cross country.
Okay.
We had 14 kids over the last couple of years, but mixing it up with the men and the women. And this year our cross country team, we had two big meets. One was at Mass Maritime, we finished second, and then we have our annual Granite Cup. We run it against Eastern Nazarene College, and they won the cup last year. They won it again this year, but we won the men's division. But it's a nice rivalry between Quincy College and Eastern Nazarene.
Yep.
I've been involved with another rivalry around here in Quincy. That Quincy North rivalry. I don't know if it's.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
Yeah,
at all
I don't
today,
think
Jay.
It's. I don't think it's as quite as established as that. But we're excited about. We play our basketball games at Eastern Nazarene.
Oh, you do. Okay.
So we're excited about having competition between them. I think it's good for the city, and it's been pretty successful.
Yeah.
And we've brought in two. Great people to recruit for our soccer program. Brian Fisher is a Norwell Norwell native who went to Archbishop Williams, played at Emerson College also, played soccer. He's out recruiting for men's soccer. And Nicole Hayward is a Marshfield resident, coaches in the Marshfield system, played at Curry College. She's out recruiting for our women's soccer program.
Okay.
And we also, Joe, are going to be recruiting for a men's club hockey program this fall.
Really?
Yeah, we. I haven't established, I'm working out the details on the coaches, but we've been accepted in a collegiate club league for next year, so we're excited about that opportunity to let local hockey players who don't get involved in juniors or whatever continue to play, you know, college hockey. Mm-hmm. And to the schools like UNH, Northeastern, Bentley, these are all in this league.
Wow.
So we're excited about that. So we're excited about a lot of things. Things going in good directions, and I really have some great people that help us out. And I have to recognize my athletic academic advisor, Jillian Ben, is new at the college, but is doing a great job. Works with our athletes as far as registering in classes, and is kind of a monitor for them. And you know, you're getting old, Joe. When I first met Jillian, she said, "Oh, you coached my father back in Quincy." I go, "Oh my God." And it's true. Her dad, Bob Ben, was a great player back in the, I think, in the 70s or 80s. But I've been around the city a while, I guess, you know. So, but it's all good. It's all good. Yeah.
So, I mean, really, you're seeing a resurgence then in what it was, right, that back then?
Yeah, think I still believe, you know, after being in this business for quite a while, the kids still want to compete. You know, they want to. You know, they still want to participate, and if we can give them the opportunity to participate at a level, you know, the NJCAA level is a little bit more serious competition, but to be able to come to school, even in high school, or if you never played in high school, there's no age limit in college. If you've got some years left, take a course, you can come join our team, you know what I mean?
Right.
There's no age limit, and for us to be able to give the kids a good opportunity to continue to play athletics in a relaxed way and in a serious way, we give them both options. It's exciting, and you know, I think it's something that will help the school.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we're all part of our enrollment.
Exactly.
You know, we want to bring up the enrollment, and I think we're trying to do our part to help out to bring, you know, bring student athletes into Quincy College.
Well, it's a more rounded educational experience that they get having the option of athletics, something that they, you know, would experience it at a more quote-unquote traditional school.
And the other schools are a lot more competitive, and they recruit, and you may go to the school and then you get cut from the team. Well, we don't make any cuts.
Okay.
You know, well, basketball, we've made a couple of cuts.
Okay.
We do, but as your program gets a little bit more you know, as we're there a little bit more, you know, you could have that situation. But for the most part, especially our club teams, there's no cutting. Everybody plays.
So now's the time, actually, to get
now's
in on
Now's the
it.
Time to come to Quincy College and compete in cross country. And you know, when you, especially the kids this year in baseball, they're excited to be part of a program that's just starting up.
Yes.
You know, and that's exciting for all of us. And you know, it's good, and the kids like it, and it is a fun thing around the campus.
Yeah.
And
you've talked a lot about recruiting. What is the recruitment process like, Jack? How does that actually work?
Well, recruiting is you have to get out and contact the high school coaches, basically.
Okay.
You know, through all the, I've had a lot of connections over the years with athletic directors who helped me out a lot in getting me lists of the coaches. Some of the coaches are still there that when I was involved in coaching. You know, so you contact them, you ask them. We try to get in and talk to their kids to give them give them an option to talk to them about Quincy College, about the opportunities, because they're all looking at different schools, some different levels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know in coaching these guys, they all think they belong at Division I, Notre Dame football and all that. But then they come back a little bit, and we know where we're going to get that type of kid that maybe didn't get in that Division II school but wants to, you know, still compete.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and you know, but you got to go out and recruiting is a chore.
Yeah.
And it's something you have to do to keep bringing the kids in. But the coaches around here understand, and they're always looking out for their kids. So we have a good rapport with the coaches mostly around the South Shore and in the Boston schools. And there are a lot, as you know, there's a lot, so many schools around here.
Well,
you know,
right.
For kids to.
Well, this is what I'm saying. The competition is so fierce that there could be a whole lot of talented athletes that are getting passed over just because of this.
And there are kids that go to four-year schools that don't make the team, and they say instead of they leave the school, but now we're another option.
Yes.
You know, we know we may be an option. We want the kids to come to us to get their associate's degree.
Yep.
And perhaps our four-year degree.
Perhaps with a baccalaureate now with the business program.
Which I think will help us down the road.
Yeah.
But I mean, and, you know, we want to offer them that experience where they can come. And a lot of kids like to stay at home. Maybe the dorm is not for them, you know. But those are the type of kids we'll go for, you know, and we recruit. But, you know, you try to get the best kids out there. But we're looking for kids who want to just, you know, make athletics a part of their experience.
Sure.
And that's a, you know, that's a nice... Nice touch.
Yeah, so, it's fun, yeah. I bet. I bet it's probably
it
more fun in some cases.
It is fun to go back, you know, still going to games. I've been, you know, for 50 years I've been going to games. But, I mean, to watch the kids and watch them develop. And the camaraderie they see around our campus, you know, the kids will, you know, they all hang around together. They have good times together. And that's fun to see, too. And, you know, we get a lot of support, I have to say, from the faculty at the college. I mean, they're very good with our student-athletes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We, you know, our student development department, you know, we give support to our kids. We want to make sure they succeed, you know. And so that's one of the big things. We have a lot of at Quincy College that some of the bigger schools really may not have for school,
mm-hmm.
for some of the student-athletes.
Yeah.
So our faculty's been great in working with our kids. And there's just a nice rapport around around the campus. We have small classes, and the kids can get to know their professors. And we have a lot of professors that come to our games and get involved. So that's kind of a nice aspect of the community, the college community out there. So,
do you see the kind of non-traditional students, Jack, like the older students perhaps getting involved in athletics as well? Is there an option for them to do that?
We have a baseball player who works full-time for the MBTA police and is taking courses full-time at Quincy College and is a member of our baseball team.
Is that right?
And, you know, and he it's funny, you go to the games and you see him interact with the younger guys, and they get along well, and he's having a ball doing it, you know. And I mean, it's the opportunity is there for everyone. You know, even in running a road race, everybody likes to run nowadays. So we can include faculty in our road races, plus, you know, any student that wants to run, you know. And so that we throw a T-shirt on them and off they go, and it's kind of a fun thing.
You know, we've seen during the pandemic how important it is to be outside,
right,
and keep yourself healthy and fit. And what a perfect opportunity.
It is a great opportunity. It really is.
Now, are all your teams under the umbrella of the Granite Athletics?
And, you know, we whether it's club or intramural or whatever, you know, we have our logo. We have our new hat logo with the Granite from the quarries, I guess. The Granite Hammer is you know, what we do that for. It's a nice logo.
Sure.
And, you know, we promote it as that. And, you know, it's really gone really well. And I wanted to mention one other thing, Joe. We do have coming up for basketball, our Jim Sheets Cup is, we started this 2 years ago. Everybody knows former Mayor Sheets was very instrumental in both colleges here at Quincy College. And also down at Eastern Nazarene.
Absolutely.
And when the mayor, when I first got here, he was very helpful in us in working with the gym and things like that. But it's coming up on the 14th of December.
Okay.
It's going to be covered by QATV.
Great.
And, which we appreciate. And hopefully, Jim is in Pennsylvania. I hope he can come up. But it's something we like to keep going, just as that rivalry I said with Eastern Mass. So
absolutely.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Great to talk to you, Jack. Really appreciate it.
I greatly appreciate the opportunity to, you know, talk about the great things that are going on in Quincy College. And we're excited about it. And we thank you here for your help and everybody's help here. You do a great job for the city.
Thank you.
Been doing it for a long time.
Appreciate
that. Thanks again.
You're very welcome. It's our pleasure. We'll have you back, too.
I hope so.
All right.
I hope so.